VICT Consultancy.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Warner and welcome to this podcast which describes the great new features in VTurbo for NVDA version 2.2. The first thing to say is that this new version of VTurbo supports the new laptop keyboard layout introduced by NVDA 2013.1, but VTurbo 2.2 will also work with older versions of NVDA, even if you're using the old style of laptop layout. You can find out more about the new laptop configuration by listening to my podcast about it, which is now available on the podcasts page of our website at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. Although version 2.0 of VTurbo was released less than 3 months ago, I've taken the opportunity of adding some new features to VTurbo as well as supporting the new laptop layout. These new features are VTurbo Find, Find Window, and Automatic Sleep Mode.
VTurbo Find.
Those of you who have used JAWS or Window Eyes will be familiar with the idea that you are able in those screen readers to recall text searches that you have made on a page by selecting from a list in the Find dialog. This facility does not exist in NVDA. All you get is that the last item that you searched for appears as the default in the edit box in the NVDA Find dialog. But the new VTurbo Find feature stores up to 50 of your most recent searches, which you can then select from a drop-down list. I'm on the VICT Consultancy homepage here, and I'm going to search for three words in the normal way using NVDA Find. That's pressing NVDA Control and F.
Find dialog. Type the text you wish to find. Edit. Blank. A. C. C. E. S. S. I. B. I. L. I. T. Y. Visited link graphic accessibility tests. Find dialog. Type the text you wish to find. P. O. D. C. A. S. T. V. Visited link graphic podcasts. Find dialog. T. R. A. I. N. I. N. G. V. Visited link graphic training services.
Each time I have been searching here, VTurbo has been quietly saving those search terms to a list. Let's go back into NVDA Find.
Find dialog. Type the text you wish to find. Edit.
And to access the search history list created by the VTurbo Find, you just press the down arrow when you're in the edit box in the ordinary NVDA Find dialog. Like this.
VTurbo Find dialog. Combo box. Edit. Selected aardvark.
Now a new dialogue is displayed, the VTurbo Find dialogue. This is more or less the same as the NVDA Find dialogue, but in addition to the edit box, there's also a list of previous searches. So if I arrow down, I can go through the previous searches I have made, and when I find the one I want, I can press enter, like this.
XB, but content decision, kitten, NVA, podcast. Selection remove. Find V visited link graphic podcasts.
I'm going to go back into the VTurbo Find dialog by firstly displaying the NVDA Find dialog and then pressing the down arrow, which automatically displays the VTurbo Find dialog with its list.
Find dialog. Type the text you wish. VTurbo Find dialog. Combo box. Edit. Selected aardvark. Accessibility. Beavis. By. Selection remove. Content dash. Decision. Kittens. NV Access. Podcast. Purchase.
And as I arrow down the list here, you'll notice that the search terms are sorted in alphabetical order. But with up to 50 items in the search history list, you won't always want to arrow down continuously to find what you're looking for. So what you can do instead is to type the initial character of the search term you're looking for and press the down arrow. So if I'm looking for the word VTurbo, I would type V and then press the down arrow.
VTurbo Find dialog. Combo box. Edit V. Set value.
This takes me to the first word in the list, beginning with the letter V. And here I just have to arrow down a couple of times, in this case, to find VTurbo.
Velociraptor. Selected Velociraptor. VTurbo.
And so I'll press enter here, and the search is carried out by NVDA in the normal way.
Selection removed. Find VTurbo and VMouse trigger donations to NV Access.
Now back in VTurbo Find, not only can you press the initial character of the search term you're looking for, this control also supports what is called incremental search, meaning that you can type the first few characters of the item you're looking for, and this refines your search for the item in the list. As we saw earlier, there are two words in the list beginning with the letter V before VTurbo. So instead of typing V and arrowing down to it, I can now type VT and press down arrow, and that immediately finds VTurbo in the list, since VTurbo is the only word here that begins with those letters.
VTurbo find dialog. VT, VTurbo.
This type of incremental search is used in Windows Explorer, in the file list, and also on the desktop. And if you do remember to use it, it's a very fast way of finding what you want in the search history list. In addition to selecting an item contained in the search history list, you can also type a completely new word or phrase in the edit box in VTurbo Find, and the edit box has the same control as the list, so you don't even have to press tab. The VTurbo Find facility with its search history list is available in all situations where using the normal NVDA Find facility is possible. That is, when you're in browse mode on the internet or reading PDF documents, for example, or reading HTML emails in an email client such as Thunderbird. And the search history list created by VTurbo here is saved to disk so that it's even available to you after you've shut down NVDA or restarted your computer. The search history list is not context sensitive, so that you don't get a different list when you're on different web pages or different websites. But with up to 50 items in the search list, you will probably find that the search terms you look for frequently will always remain in the list. The list also updates itself, which means that when you search using an item already on the list, that item then moves to the top of the list, if you like, being the most recently searched for term, and so that one is unlikely ever to drop off the list. And when you're exporting and importing your VTurbo settings, the search history list is now available as a selectable item when importing settings, so that you don't have to recreate, if you like, a new search history list when you're using another version of NVDA. I'll show you a really cool use I have for this new feature, combined with VTurbo's enhanced see-all. I subscribe to the NVDA developers list, which I get in digest form, meaning that I get a single email containing various posts. As with reading posts in an online forum on the web, though, each list is preceded by various lines of header information, which you normally would want to skip past. But VTurbo makes it very easy to skip past this header information. If I go to the first post in this example email and go down the header information, we come to the last line of the header information, which is just before the message that I want to read.
Message colon 1. Date colon Friday comma the 5th of April 2003 from colon krishnakantkumalinkleskant.kumar@gmail.com great to colon NVDA screen reader development link lesson vda dash subject colon re colon left bracket NVDA dash dev right bracket proposed solution message dash ID colon tab link less cac at dash 635 volt FQFC KQKG content dash type colon text slash plain semicolon char set equals quote win blank.
And since the header information is presented in a standard form, you know, it's taken from a database, I can use the text of the last line of the header as a search expression so that if I search for that text, I can skip past the header information which is above it. Now, the last line of the header here begins with the word content with a dash immediately after it. And since I frequently search for this word, with the dash, content dash, that expression is already in my VTurbo Find search history list. So I don't need to type that in again in full. So here's what I do. I'll go to the top of the email containing the various posts and I'll search for content dash using VTurbo Find.
Send NVDA dash. Find dialog. VTurbo Find dialog. Select. Content dash. Select content dash type colon. text/plain:\chasity.
And all I did there was to open the ordinary NVDA find dialog, press the down arrow, and then type con, in the edit box, press the down arrow, and then press enter. And as you heard, that was extremely quick. So I have found the first occurrence of the search term just above the message, the first message I want to read. And here I can start VTurbo's enhanced sale feature using the special hotkey Windows, Alt and J. And when that message finishes, I can then jump to the next occurrence of the search term by pressing the letter W, a feature in VTurbo. And NVDA continues speaking.
Content:\text/plain:\hi, sorry for my mistake in above mail dot. I write gesture for quote control plus S quote not for quote control plus V quote dot. Regards comma, Krishna Kant. Content:\text/plain:\ Charset equals quote ISO-8859-1 quote hi all comma. Please review the patch ticket number 1786 colon, Excel 2010 colon, copy from Word comma, paste into cell comma, NVDA speaks cell coordinates comma, but not pasted content current status colon, now comma, NVDA announced content:\type:. Hi dot. Thanks for your patches dot.
There and in VTurbo, no since speech is not interrupted when you press the down or up arrows, this means that when I find the next occurrence of the search term, I can immediately press the down arrow, and what I get is the start of the next message. This makes reading posts in a digest like this, or in online forums, very quick and very easy. VTurbo 2.2 not only enhances how you find text on a page, it also enhances how you find a window.
The Find Window feature.
Okay, I have several windows open here. Let's Alt-Tab through them.
Inbox:\pull@vic-consultancy.vict-consultancy-mozilla-fire-gw-connect-plex-29 Untitled:\notepad:\icon-5 of 8 VTurbo:\icon-6 of 8 Dropbox:\icon-7 of 8 Kurzweil 1000 demonstrate:\vmouse:\icon-1 of 8 Inbox:\vict-consultancy-mozilla-fire-4
Now that's quite a lot, but not unusual. Now I have two Windows Explorer windows open. One's called VTurbo and the other VMouse. Let's say I want to go to the version of Windows Explorer which is currently displaying the VMouse folder.
Inbox:\unt\vturb\dropbox\kurzweil\vic\vmouse\icon\inbox-pull\inbox-gw-connect-plex-29-invisible
I was going too quickly there and I've skipped past it. Has that ever happened to you? Well, I have to Alt-Tab back through them all again to find the one I want. But not anymore with the new Find Window feature in VTurbo 2.2. You open the Find Window dialog using the special hotkey Windows, Alt and K. Now that hotkey is similar to the one for Enhance Sale, that's Windows, Alt and J, so this is only one key to the right.
Find Window dialog, window name colon, combo box, edit.
So I've pressed Windows, Alt and K, and now the Find Window dialog is displayed. And like the VTurbo Find dialog, this one also has an edit box as well as a drop-down list in the same control. And you can select the window you want from the list. So I'm going to arrow down the list here.
Blank. Blank. Dropbox. GW-connect-plex29-inbox-pull@vic-consultancy.co.uk-mozilla-thunderbird-kurzweil-1000-demonstration-program-manager-start. Untitled:\notepad. VICT-consultancy-mozilla-firefox. Selected. VMouse. Selection. VTurbo.
So program manager means desktop here. But also, the start button is present in this list. But I want the VMouse window, so I'm going to press enter on that.
VTurbo. VMouse. GVMouse. Namespace tree control tree view. VMouse 8 of 9 level 5.
And there you are. So you can find the window you want very quickly, very reliably, and you won't skip past it as you might do using Alt-Tab. Let's go back to the Find Window dialog, pressing Windows Alt K.
Find Window dialog. Window name colon.
As with the VTurbo Find dialog, this window also has an edit box, but in this case, it's even more useful than performing an incremental search. In addition to being able to type the first character of the window name you're looking for on arrowing down, You can type just a part of the name, any part of the window name, and press enter, and that window will be activated. But the thing to remember here is that these text searches are case sensitive. I have GW Connect running, and to switch to that application, I just have to type GW, but remember to hold the shift key down, because both letters are capitalized. And I'll press enter.
Cap G, Cap W, GW Connect - Plex 29 - Invisible.
That's really cool. What about switching to my Thunderbird inbox? I should be able to get to that by typing inbox, but with a capital I.
Find window dialog, window name colon. Cap I, N, B, O, X, inbox -
applied. Inbox - poll at vic-consultancy.co.uk.
And since I have a VTurbo application settings file for Thunderbird, that has loaded automatically as well. In those two examples, I typed in text at the start of the window names that I was looking for. GW for GW Connect and Inbox for my Thunderbird inbox. However, as I said before, you can search for any part of the window name you're looking for. And if you don't include the first letter of the word you're typing, you don't have to think about whether it's a capital or not. Let's say I want to switch to Firefox, which is one of the open windows I have at the moment. Actually, the window title begins with the name of the web page and ends with the words Mozilla Firefox. So I'll go into Find Window, type simply Fox, and press Enter.
Find window dialog.
Applied. VICT Consultancy - Mozilla Firefox.
And here, VTurbo has automatically loaded the default settings file since we've left Thunderbird and since I have no settings file created for Firefox. Let's do more of this. I want to go back to the VMouse window, but this time I'll just type mouse.
Find window dialog. Window name code. VMouse. Namespace tree control tree view.
And now I'll go back to Thunderbird just by typing bird.
Find window dialog. Window name colon. Inbox dash.
Applied. Inbox dash poll at vic-consultancy.co.uk - Mozilla Thunderbird.
Although VMouse for NVDA by VICT Consultancy lets you switch quickly between applications using hotspots and hotkey triggers, VTurbo itself now offers an alternative way, which is also extremely quick. I'm really pleased with this feature and I use it all the time. It's really great.
Automatic sleep mode.
If you have a self-voicing application, that is a program which effectively has its own screen reader and voice, you'll probably want to turn off NVDA completely. And you do this by activating the sleep mode. But what if you want NVDA to go into sleep mode automatically every time you launch the self-voicing application? There's no easy way to do this in NVDA. In fact, you have to create a special file containing some programming code and store that in a special place in your NVDA installation. This is really only feasible for developers or advanced users. And also, if you wanted to turn off that automatic behavior, you would then have to find that special file and delete it manually. Not very user-friendly. VTurbo 2.2 includes a new feature called Toggle Automatic Sleep Mode, and you find this on VTurbo's settings menu. I'm in Kurzweil 1000 at the moment, and of course that application has its own screen reading and voice capabilities, and I want NVDA to go into sleep mode every time I launch Kurzweil, so that I don't have to remember to do it manually. So I go to the Toggle Automatic Sleep Mode command on the VTurbo settings menu and press enter.
File Alt plus F. Submenu. Context menu. Exit V. Help submit VTurbo settings. Submit. Maximize. Toggle Automatic Sleep Mode T. Sleep Mode on.
File. Has. Folder. Scan. Settings. Tool. Setting. Scan.
Now NVDA goes into sleep mode by doing this. And that's it. Now I'm still able to turn sleep mode off and on if I want, but at least every time in the future when I start Kurzweil, sleep mode will be engaged automatically. So I'm going to shut down Kurzweil here, and I'll relaunch it.
GW Connect - Plex. Desktop list. Kurzweil 1010 of 44.
This
sleep mode on.
File, folder, scan, settings.
And there we are. NVDA has been turned off automatically. And if I want to stop that from happening in the future, I go back to the toggle automatic sleep mode command and press enter. So now you don't have to be a developer or an advanced user to set up automatic sleep mode for a self-voicing application. As usual, VTurbo 2.2 is available to existing VTurbo customers as a free update, and if you want to purchase it yourself, it's available on the products page at our website, www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. And if you click on the VTurbo product name in the table of products on that page, you can read more about VTurbo and all of the cool features it has to offer. And when you're visiting the site, why not have a look at VTurbo's sister application, VMouse for NVDA, now at version 1.5. VMouse is an application which makes it a lot easier for you to control your movement of the physical mouse, to read using the review cursor, to do object navigation, to route different cursors to each other, and to simulate mouse behavior, as well as enabling you to create clickable mouse hotspots. And remember, for every sale of VTurbo, a donation is made by our sponsor, Andy Fountain, to NV Access. If you would like to get in touch, please send an email to paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk. And of course, you can read more about the other products and services we offer at our website, www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.